Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. We are on episode 500. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with Ed and Todd. I don't know.
Is Todd like interrupting your intro? What is the deal?
It did sound like he was kind of.
I don't know what the deal is with him. It's almost like he doesn't like the intro. Todd, have you given any thought to the intro here of this podcast?
I've given much thought. I have, on more than one occasion, mentioned that we should change the intro. It has been 500 episodes, after all,
of the same exact words. He's literally been changing it for 500 episodes.
You know what's hilarious, though, Ed? I guess people don't want your course because you had offered in the previous episodes to give a copy of your course for free, but no one submitted.
First of all, let me just be clear. Lots of people are enjoying my course, so let's not make it bad. I'm not sure which course we offer to give away. Lots of people love the courses. What they don't seem to love is to actually correct you, because everyone who doesn't love Daniel M., I just don't love the intro. So let me just say again, what course did I offer to give away last time? Was it Breaking the 200 Barrier? Okay, I'm going to give away Breaking the 200 Barrier to the person who comes up with the persuasive case that lovingly helps redirect Daniel M. out of this horrible rut of 500 episodes of the same intro. That's all I'm saying. Free copy, Breaking the 200 Barrier. But you have to tell Daniel nicely because everyone loves you. That's the problem. People don't love Todd. People don't love Ed. They love Daniel.
That's true.
Oh, so you think it's more about people are afraid of hurting my feelings than it's that they don't like your course?
You are. You're Canadian. You're Canadian, and you have to be very sensitive to Canadians. I know. I'm married to a Canadian. And I just want to get all the stereotypes. Anyway.
I don't know if I like having this is both be guys awesome. On the episode.
This is great.
All right. Well, we were reflecting on 500 episodes. It's absolutely crazy. And I don't know if you guys remember back to episode 100.
We
talked about Pokemon Go. Yeah. And we all talked about Pokemon Go.
What, you're serious? Right?
With our mullets.
Yeah. Wow,
seriously. Pokemon Go. And I remember addressing that and someone was like, Yeah. They are. And I remember addressing it and someone was like, people are still playing that.
That's crazy.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. And that's just Todd. Yeah. So I don't know if others are, but Todd sure is.
I don't believe it. But how do people still be playing that?
The Pokemon Go. Well, okay. I heard there's a little bit of a resurgence right now because of COVID and because there's not, you got to do social distancing and you got to get your walking, gyms are closed. And
you know
all
what
that
you
stuff.
Could do?
So you just
walk,
go walking and you play
you
Pokemon
could walk
Go
and not
exercise.
Be a loser. You could still just do that.
Oh man. All right. So yeah, we talked about Pokemon Go on episode 100, another topic on 200, 300, 400. And now I guess this is the fifth time that we're all together in three different cities, right? Todd is still going strong in Nashville. Ed is in
Chicago.
We
started this when we lived all in Nashville. Correct. So you're like living in another country. I don't know if everyone's aware of the fact, but Canada is a separate country.
And, right.
Yeah, I know Todd. Todd's from Virginia, so he doesn't necessarily know these things.
Kentucky.
You're from Kentucky originally? Well, that's great.
Kentucky. This is so awesome.
I don't want people in Canada mad at me because you've burned our White House. I mean, I remember that President Trump said the Canadians burned the White House, which wasn't quite. But anyway, the point is, I don't want anybody mad at me from Canada. I love Canada, and I want to go to – actually, fun fact, we're finalizing Canadian citizenship for my children. So there you go. That's fun.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. You're making the right choice.
Eh? I am. So, but they'll be dual citizens. Yeah. They'll be dual citizens. They love America, but they'll be dual citizens.
I remember this one talk show, Canadian talk show host that would, and this is the running joke in Canada, that he would go down to the States and ask questions or say things about Canadians and see how Americans responded. So he one time said, oh, you know, how do you want to respond to the fact that our Canada's parliament building has melted? Thinking that, you know, a lot of Canadians live in igloos. Yeah, exactly. And it was hilarious, hilarious to see all the responses. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry that all the ice melted on your parliamentary building. And it was just like sincere.
I've seen the show and all they do is make fun of Americans. And I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it because we love Canada. It's kind of like America's hat. We love Canada and we want to be friends. So I don't know why you're talking about that. That was a very sad mockery of Americans.
Well, here's the funny thing about Canadians. Canadians have this dual love-hate obsession with America. They both hate America. Well, not everyone, obviously. There's a hatred toward America, but there's also an obsession for and a love for it. So it's
conflicted, definitely. Yeah, I just want to say, us Celine Dion, the Biebs, Justin Bieber. who else? William Shatner.
Ace Ventura.
Can we give Ace Ventura back? Is that a real person? So who would we want to send back? Who are the Canadians? No,
Jim Carrey.
To send back. I'm trying to think.
The cat is in the hall.
Who?
Kids in the Hall.
Oh, are they Canadian?
Yeah, that was a Canadian show.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. No, that was a good show. I don't remember all the details, so I shouldn't say it's a good show lest I get complaint letters. But, yeah, okay, there's got to be Canadians that we want to send back. Some, I don't know who they are. I'm going to think of them throughout the show, and I'm just going to shout their names. But we love Canada, just so we're clear. We love Canada, and we don't want to send anybody extra back. So, but, you know, Justin Bieber, man, he's doing okay. He's loving Jesus. Yeah. He's talking about good stuff. So we're going to keep the Biebs.
We really should be equal opportunity offenders because I know we have a large contingency that listen from Australia.
That's true. That's true. But they're all convicts.
They are. They also have the love-hate relationship with America too.
You know, it's so funny because I did an event in Australia because I love the Christian media arts in Australia. They're great people. I was supposed to be there like last month. And so they had me in and I just love because they're all Australians are totally unimpressed with everybody. So like when I'm talking, I'm doing it over Zoom because that's what we do now. And I'm just reading the chat and people are like, well, that's stupid. I don't agree with that. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And I'm like, you know, I can see this, right? Are we that bad? But Australian, it's actually, there's literally a thing. People can Google it. It's called the tall poppy syndrome. Oh,
I was going to talk about that.
Tell them what the tall poppy syndrome is.
Okay. So Scott Sanders, whatever his name is.
Wow. This is why the Australians hate you. That's okay.
He appreciates
Scott.
Me.
Scott, what you call it.
Everybody knows Derek Hanna is well, never mind. I'm not going to go there. The thing that he told me that was really helpful was he said, okay, the first thing you need to do is tear yourself down.
Yes.
So that they won't think
you're creating humor.
Yes. So they won't think you are tall poppy because if you're tall poppy, they will cut you down.
Dude, and it's the craziest thing. It's the craziest thing. I was on a boat going across in the Sydney Harbor just after I spoke. And this guy sits down next to me who was there for the event. And he just starts saying, you know, I really thought maybe three or four places you really miss this. And do you mind if I share them with you? And I said, I mean, I guess you can, but it's kind of over and I'm not planning to redo it. And I know you just want to share a few things. So I'm happy to receive it. Help me be a better person. And he just did not respond because I'm like, okay, let's do this. Let's jump in. So it is fascinating cultures around the world. I personally prefer New York, where I'm from, where everyone's sort of quiet, unassuming, and not bragging. That's my preference.
All right. I'm gonna rein us in. We are not here to talk about the differences between
you got a problem with that.
Countries, nor are we.
Yeah, oh like my New God, York. That's the New York. What is that accent you were just making? Was that like Irish? I don't even know.
I was doing a New York accent.
Listen to someone actually who's been anywhere near New York if you're gonna try that accent.
Let's do a New York accent.
This is the way my father talks. He talks like this all day long. He parks the car. He's a good man. And he's from Long Island, you know, and he doesn't put up with any of your foolishness. Forget about it.
Give us a Scottish accent, Daniel.
Me? Dan- Daniel, no, go ahead.
Scottish.
Daniel.
No, the only accent I can do is Australian.
I want to be Scottish. Can't do Scottish. Freedom! That's all I got.
Okay, so once again, going to try to rein us in because we're now 10 minutes into this episode and haven't said anything in particular.
Planning. I say we did a lot of things in particular. Planning.
Yes. So for this 500th episode, we've been talking a lot about, in the past month or so, about what the future of the church is going to look like post-COVID, what church planning, what multi-site's going to look like, how to lead in the midst of the uncertainty that we have right now. And we've been addressing listener questions as well as relevant questions around how to just lead well during this season. The one area, as I was reflecting, that we didn't necessarily touch on was how do we best lead ourselves during this moment in time? And lots is going on. I mean, we're about 10 days away from releasing this episode. So we are recording this right now on June 5th. So lots and lots of stuff is going on all around the world. But I did really want to focus in on, hey, in the midst of all this, how are we leading ourselves? How do we lead ourselves well? So I was hoping that we could kind of go around and share how we are approaching this personally, and then end with advice and encouragement to our listeners.
Todd?
This isn't the time, Todd, for the 21 seconds of silence.
I thought we were doing the 21 seconds of silence. All right. I would say, for me, there's been various stages in response to this. My wife would tell you, at first, I just threw myself completely into work, and we turned out 3 courses in the matter of a couple of weeks. And those aren't like, oh, here's some opinions kind of thing. Each step or stage of that had an exercise that went with it. It's very intentional, lead your team through, yada, yada. So it's not a small undertaking or just firing up a camera. And so I was not leading myself well or my family well. I was, she's like, you can't save the church, Todd. Or you can't, help everybody. It was a really good wake-up call for me, because then I shifted toward, okay, what can I control? What can I not control? Know the difference between those two things. And then